This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Yeah. Happy 4th week of show.
I'm losing count. It's a good sign. Hey, besties. Hey, Noah.
Hey.
Happy. Listen, you know I'm always honest with our listener about what's happening. And today we are pre-recording the podcast one day early because I have a lot going on this week. Well, I'm leaving I might actually be staying in the Caymans because I'm like, Noah, between you and me, like, why would I ever go back to COVID land if I don't have to?
It's harsh out here.
I mean, I hate to brag, everyone, but I am in a place where there is zero COVID. You see mouths everywhere. I don't masks. I know that. Obviously, it's not a pain to wear them. It's a very simple thing to do to, like, make people feel safe and to actually keep people safe. I'm saying yada, 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 not because I'm being dismissive of it, but you know everything that's good about wearing masks. However, being without them again, even though you adjust immediately to life before masks, like, as soon as you're free to take them off, like, you forget, like, how cumbersome they were or if it was even a thing you had to do. But the idea of going back to the mask, I did not foresee it being as the dread that I would feel that I would have to put on a mask all the time because I just feel disconnected. It's not that I don't want to wear one. I don't want to, like, talk to people in them anymore. Like, there are sometimes in the Caymans that there's, like, some places where people wear masks because the hotel just requires it or whatever. Even though the island has no COVID and hasn't for ever. That's not true, not ever, but you know what I'm saying. And just, like, even checking into this hotel yesterday, these people, at the front desk were wearing masks, and I was like, this just sucks. I was like, I don't want to go back because of this. Doesn't this? And they're like, yeah, this sucks. I'm just like, I hate to be one of these people that like masks are awful, but they really do keep you from human interaction in the way that I like. And, you know,
what about when people wear masks and sunglasses and you can't see anything? That is, I don't
just
like
wear
that at all.
Just you're Daft Punk at that point. Like, I don't know who you are. You're a mystery. You're an acclaimed DJ who, or DJs who want to keep. Well, Andrew and I had a whole discussion about Daft Punk. However, I want to just say that we're recording today's podcast early because I had plans to leave on Wednesday, which would leave it unable for me to record then. We'll be back to regularly scheduled programming as soon as we can. But the special thing is today is Andrew's birthday. It's Sunday. But it's Andrew's birthday today. And so we get to record on his birthday. He's a happy little boy. He's
Molly
out on
boy.
My balcony. He's what?
Molly boy.
Molly boy. Oh, yeah. He was like acting like he had Molly in his system yesterday. Not Molly's Game. Because if you watch that movie, you'll feel fucked up too. Actually, everyone loves that movie except me. And it's really fucking with my world. It honestly feels like I'm in like some kind of like Truman Show experiment when I talk to people who enjoy Molly's Game, because it's so bad to me and so funny and laughable how bad it is, that if you watched Molly's Game and thought that the whole time Aaron Sorkin was like winking at himself and trying to be funny with the directing, which the script, by the way, very clear on that. I loved it so much. I love Sorkin's writing. I love the way actors act his writing. Except when he's directing them. Terrible. Just like, so like, did you get that joke? Wink. Whoa, cool shot. It's, you know what? You know what it is? It's kuh. I don't even think I did establish kuh when I went off about Molly's Game, but Molly's Game directing is kuh, because it's a guy that's like so proud of himself for directing. It's like his second movie he directed. So he's still like got this like, I'm a director. Like, just let the movie be what it is. Let the writer come through. And you're the writer, dummy. Don't mean to call you a dummy. I'd be glad to work with you anywhere down the line. And I respect your work so much, and you're far more talented than I will ever be. And if I ever tried to direct anything, it would be the most self-congratulatory, wink, wink, how funny I am bullshit ever. So I probably am just projecting, Mr. Sorkin. Anyway, Andrew did an impression of a guy that had Molly, that had taken Molly. Yesterday, we were at the pool party in the Cayman Islands. They're stuck in 2008 in the best way. All the music is from 2008, and maybe not even 2008. Maybe we're going back to like 2002. They'll play like, they played Craig David's 7 Days, unironically, yesterday. Do you remember that song?
No.
Why would you creeping out late last night when I see two shadows moving in your bedroom like, anyway, can you fill me in? Okay, that's never, okay, never mind. That's not 7 Days. That's Fill Me In by Craig David. It was a hit in like 2003, maybe 2001. They were playing that unironically yesterday. I've not heard that song for, you know, since it came out. I can't do math. 20 years. Then they also played that, they also often play Blue Cantrell's Hit 'Em Up Style. Hey, ladies, if your man wanna get buck wild,
oh yeah,
then
yeah, yeah,
go back and hit 'em up style. That song is blaring through the Cayman Island. It's not Caymans, through Grand Cayman. There are Cayman Islands, but they're all, the one that everyone lives on is Grand Cayman. The others are like, no, everyone here is like, don't say Cayman, say Cayman, and they say Cayman, like, okay, man. Every time they tell me to say K-man instead of Caymans, I go, okay, man. God, I have so many things to say about the Caymans. Okay, so it's Andrew's birthday. We went to a pool party yesterday. People love 2008 here, and they love theme parties. So a thing about the Caymans is like, I'm learning that there's like everything I like note, my friend Robin will be like, oh, that's just the Cayman way. Like yesterday, I go up, there's a theme party. We're going to one today for Andrew's brunch party at this like nice brunch spot called Tilly's, where they have this like fun, like bougie, like party brunch every Sunday. And the thing is, there's no tourists here, right? Except, and I'm not even a tourist, but there's no, everyone on the island, all the tourist activities have become people from the island having staycations. So there's not this like aim to please. Everyone's just like living their lives. Like there's not this like, you know, the hotels aren't just like kissing your ass constantly and like, they're just like, yeah, just come party at our place. They're not like acting you like you're like this like tourist that they have to earn their trust to come back. They just treat you like a local, which I really like. But this is where it came out yesterday. So I go to this Vegas themed party. It was Vegas themed. There's like gambling at this party, like little set up booths that you could win things at. Tons of people, tons of floaties in the pool, just like this amazing pool. They're just like, they just like want you to have a good time. It's like it's, they're throwing you a child's birthday party. There's a great DJ. There's dancers. If you looked at my story from yesterday, 2 days ago now, when you're hearing this, there was like a dance troupe that came out and danced. It was so fun. No one's like being gross. It's not like Vegas gross where people are like being drunk and disgusting, but there was a bachelorette party of locals here. So like people just come to the pool hotel that aren't staying there, the locals. So the hotel itself is pretty empty. I think there's a movie shooting here, so there's some like film crew here. And then there's like me and some others, but everyone that came to the pool party on Saturday are locals. And there was a bachelorette party, and I put it on my story. These girls, I walked in and there's like a step and repeat, which is the Hollywood name, the showbiz name for that thing that everyone stands in front of when they get their picture taken on red carpets that has like a bunch of different logos on it, and the logos repeat, and you walk along it, and it's called a step and repeat because you step and then you smile again. You step and then you pose. It's step and repeat. So that's just a little jargon for you. So there, the step and repeat that says like Vegas and like the name of the hotel and whatever, so people can like capture this memory. It's really cute and fun and not at all cheesy, not at all like being ironic. Like they're really invested in like a Vegas theme. There was like an old Elvis that they hired, like so cute. Loved it. Bachelorette party. This girl, I'm checking into the pool party, like getting my wristband, which I'm still wearing because it makes me feel like I'm at summer camp or like a Lollapalooza. And this girl who is the bride is in the middle. All of a sudden you hear a glass shatter. And then I turn around and this girl has fallen. Her hand has fallen into this glass that she fell upon while she's taking a picture with her group of friends with a sash on her that says like bride to be. Her hand is severely bleeding from the palm, not severely, but bleeding. It's dripping on the thing. I turn back around cause I'm like, well, nothing I can do. It's like 10 feet away. But I was just like, ugh, give me my wristband, bitch. Like I didn't say that to the woman, but I'm just like, yeah, wrist me up. I want to get in this pool party and avoid this blood chaos that's about to erupt behind me. Because in America, if on a hotel property, someone smashes a glass and a bride-to-be cuts her palm, they bring in a stretcher, like one of those neon stretchers. There's like multiple paramedics. Everyone's like screaming and going, oh my God. I get my wristband. The woman asked me like, you know, me to sign a sheet or whatever. I turn back around to see what's going on behind me, like all the cleanup. The girl has stood up again, taking pictures. Her hand is still bleeding. They're acting like nothing happened. They're not even pointing at the glass like, she broke it and she's bleeding, or like looking at her hand like, whoopsie, let's get a picture of this before we clean it up. The glass is still shattered. There's blood splattering on the floor, on the ground. And she's posing like, they're all posing like hot. So I walk back over and I go, guys, someone needs to clean this up. Like this is broken glass at a pool where a step and repeat, where there are people lined up to take a picture right after you. No one is on the scene to like sweep this up. She's bleed. There's blood everywhere. And the photographer is a woman that works at the hotel. And they go, no. The girl's shooby way. They're like, no. She's got it. And I go, and the photographer's still taking pictures. They just don't care. And I told this to my friends later last night when we went to dinner. And they go, yeah, that's the Cayman way. Like, they don't like treat everything like it's a goddamn emergency. It's like glass and some blood. No one's hand is cut off. So they just like let it go. And I like that because in the States, they would have those defibrillators out. There would be forms. They would be taking reports. There would be an ambulance. There'd be a fire truck. There'd be like, it just doesn't need to be that. Yes. 14 people caught HIV yesterday from this. Yes. A child severed their foot. No, none of that happened. It was all fine. It's just a little broken glass. I loved it. I loved how the Caymans just treat like, we'll get to it. It's not a big deal. I like it a lot. The drunk driving situation on the Cayman Island, it leaves a little much to be desired in terms of intervention, however. Not my place to intervene, though, but I'll just leave it at that. Let's get Andrew in here for his birthday.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like me and you struggle with FOMO and also FOGO, which is fear of going out, then you might need therapy because it has really helped me to talk to a therapist about my social anxiety and how that manifests for me. It looks different than other people. I just feel guilty all the time if I don't do things and then I dread doing them. But it's something that I've learned to accept and just embrace about myself and to forgive myself and to like myself about it. If you are also on a journey to appreciating yourself and accepting yourself, can I recommend therapy? It is so helpful to talk to someone who is not going to judge you, who has heard it all. BetterHelp is the way to start because it's all online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you don't like them and it doesn't go well, you just switch. You don't even have to like talk to them about it. That's the beauty of BetterHelp. It is for people with social anxiety. So if you struggle with social anxiety, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Nikki Glaser today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Nikki Glaser. A birthday boy.
Oh, okay, now. Right now, do that again.
Birthday boy.
in the hotel room. What's up, Andrew?
Oh, I thought you were going to
sleep last night.
I thought you were going to sing me a whole song.
No, I don't feel like going all out. I mean, last night we went out to dinner for your birthday and you almost got sung happy birthday, but didn't quite happen the way this is. You guys, this was so funny last night, Noah.
So, yeah.
Wait, how did you sleep last night, by the way, after we went to dinner?
I didn't
sleep
well.
You weren't feeling very well.
I didn't feel well. I got the second vaccine. I know you don't want to hear that it made me actually feel sick or sluggish, but it really did. And I know it's all mental before you say it, and that I should just read a book about the vaccine, about how it shouldn't hurt you. I know all this. But that being said, I didn't feel well, so I drank an espresso right before we went to dinner, thinking that we'd maybe make a full night. But then I was like, I'm actually want to just go home. So,
yeah, you called it in early.
So we had an amazing dinner, though.
And, yeah, it was pretty good. I have complaints about restaurants that are supposedly like, this was like so nice, this restaurant. Like the food was like definitely as gourmet as you could get with sushi. I don't know. Gourmet doesn't seem like a word you use with sushi, but I mean, it was at the Ritz.
1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean,
was your food good? Mine was a little slimy.
Mine was delicious.
Oh, that's good.
It was
but you good. Were also starving.
It was
anything's delicious if you're starving.
True. But it was good fish. It was good sushi. I haven't had sushi in a like quality sushi in a restaurant in 2 months. So I was excited to have it. And it was laid back. It was more laid back than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
being
I agree.
At the Ritz.
Yeah, we had like a booth. It felt like kind of like we were at Ruby Tuesdays.
Oh, I love a booth. Like hired a booth. I love an Outback.
I do love
booth.
A booth, but I you know I'm just I had no problem picking up. I wanted to pick up the check, but for how much that dinner was, for how many people? 5 people. That booth and that lighting was not okay. And I would love to go in there and do a kitchen nightmares with Gordon Ramsay and really shake things up and say, you, this is your vegan option, this slimy portobello on a little bump of rice.
You were going to give me the last one and said it was delicious.
No, that one was actually good. The other, the three appetizers were Slimeville. Let's not make mushrooms slimy. Let's give it a little crispiness to them. However, my vegetarian roll was delicious. Hmm. And the dessert was bomb. It was like a bonsai tree made out of chocolate with like chocolate dirt. Okay, so this is what happened at the table last night. This is the funny part.
Can I tell it?
Yeah.
So if you've seen the movie Swingers and with the baby scene in the last scene where he thinks he's being talked to, but the girl is talking to a baby. He's like, oh my God, she's coming. This really reminded me of that. Last night I was sitting there.
You just gave away like the ending to the story. I have to say, you could have said the swingers thing after, but you just gave like now the story. Everyone knows what's coming. Whereas opposed, can I tell it the way that I
no,
told
no,
it?
No, no, no.
Okay, you keep telling it.
It's my birthday. Can I just tell one story like I want to without
you're
you interrupting
me? You're a great storyteller, as we talked about the other night.
The reason why I told the swinger thing is because you always interrupt me, so I tried to get to the ending as quick as possible.
Okay,
and then
me.
I'm Kaiser Sochiing.
You're Kaiser Soze. You're Sozer Kaiseing because
no.
going, but you're telling the spoiler before.
I'm not Kaiser. So
I'm
Quentin Tarantinoing.
Oh.
I'm telling the ending first. I was doing it on purpose. So
okay.
Then I'm going to bring you
back.
Yeah,
because why would you ever want any kind of suspense in a story to be built? Go on.
Quentin Tarantino, people can't wait to get to the end to figure it out.
But there's no figuring it out. We know what's coming. Let's just, okay, you know what? Listener, would you write into us and tell us as he tells the story, based on what he's already told you with the swingers thing, if you see where this is going? Let's keep going.
So.
Happy birthday.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Come and see. I swear by now. That's number 41, by the way, because he's 41 today.
Can I tell the story?
Tell it.
So I'm sitting there and I'm excited because Robin, who was with us, kept saying how it was my birthday. So I knew there was a good chance your boy was getting a cake, maybe a candle. I asked for mayonnaise with a candle in it or a candle made out of mayonnaise. I wanted a treat. I really just was really excited about this dessert. And boy, were they bringing out dinner. We went through dinner. We had a great dinner. And here comes the candle.
A little slimy.
I
was just saying a little slimy. I'm not trying to interrupt. I was just.
I mean, but you are constantly.
Okay.
So anyways, I'm sitting there. She had a slimy roll, which was very pertinent to the story.
I was just trying to be funny. I wasn't really trying to derail your story. Sorry. Go on. God, I forgot this was my podcast for a second.
So anyways, birthday cake came out, whatever. It was someone else's. I don't give a shit.
No!
I really don't care.
What?
I don't care.
What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to tell a story.
I just was saying it was a little slimy. I was putting in a little joke.
No,
it wasn't
but then
about-
the second thing, and then you just got to derail these things.
Okay.
Andrew. I just want to say I've never seen Swingers, so right now I'm like holding on to the edge of my seat in suspense, waiting for the story, and I just feel like this is edging.
Okay, well, I just want to say that he told you what happens. The woman thinks she's talking.
Well, so I'll tell the story.
The woman's talking to a baby, and a man thinks she's making eyes at her, but it turns out it's a baby, right? You understand what the scene could be.
Oh.
I haven't seen that Swinger scene either, but you know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay, so go on, Andrew.
So now they're bringing out the candle. The candle's lit. It's this huge thing. There's like three people bringing it out. It's a whole thing. And I'm like, holy shit, watch out. And I clear my drink. I clear my plate. I make plenty of room for this amazing birthday cake. And I'm sitting there. I'm smiling. And they walk right past me to an 8-year-old who is so excited to get this cake. So,
and it's like right next to our table too.
Yeah, and he's so happy. I hate the kid. I want to beat the shit out of the kid and take his treat. Also, it wasn't even my birthday yet, in fairness.
But who knows? The funny thing was, like, Andrew was like embarrassed when it first, because these people go happy and they're walking like far, you know, like the table that they are walking to are like kind of, it's almost like behind me and Andrew. Like the kid is seated almost like behind the side of the booth that me and Andrew are sitting. So we can't really see him, and they're walking towards our table. And then as they get closer, they just don't even come to our table. But Andrew starts clearing off the table and like kind of like goes, oh God. And like puts his head in his hand. Like, you guys, I'm so nervous. Like he sets us all up like, oh God. And we're all like,
oh shucks.
I go, did Robin do something? I don't know. I guess Robin had been mentioning it to like everyone because she's trying to get us a free dessert. And they just go straight to this kid's table. So then Robin's husband, will you tell this part?
Oh,
this is
yes,
my favorite
yes,
part.
This is my
this
favorite.
Was the story.
Yes, this was, I was getting there. And then, I'm going to work on that. So I finally get mine. They do bring me a birthday treat. They bring me three matcha balls, and it's pathetic compared to what this fucking kid got. And so we want to know for some reason what the kid's name is. So Robin,
because we heard them sing happy birthday and we heard them say Andrew, and we're like, wait, maybe the kid's name is Andrew, or maybe someone like we heard a distant happy
name.
Birthday singing that was like the lounge singers, and we were like, maybe they're singing to the kid, but maybe the kid's name is Andrew. So we wanted clarification on the kid's name.
So Robin's husband asked the guy,
yells to the table, yells to people at the table, not the kid itself, but it's like a long table. So he yells to one end of the table.
He goes, hey, what's his name? Because he thought we had the same name, which would have been a great coincidence, and everyone would have lost their fucking mind. And the woman says it, and he goes, and we go, what was his name?
Yeah, because we couldn't hear what the
woman
said.
In all seriousness, and goes, old renegade. We go, what?
He goes,
what?
He goes, I think she said old renegade. And we go, this is an 8-year-old boy. And he's like, there's just no way this kid's name is old renegade. But he goes, I swear to God, I heard. And I go, I looked at the man when he talked to you. He did not say anything. And he goes, I thought maybe he was just nervous. Because I don't really know Robin's husband that well. And so I was like, maybe he just is making that up or trying to make us laugh with this old renegade. So we're like, we are laughing so hard because how could a child's name be old renegade? How could he hear that? What name could possibly even be misconstrued as old renegade for this little white 8-year-old boy who's just like celebrating his birthday, and his name is Old Renegade.
Old Renegade needs a switchblade, Marlboro Reds rolled up in his pocket, like moose in his hair, like Old Renegade, and you don't even look at him in the eyes.
I mean,
this kid was five.
It sounds like a band like that would be, you know, opening for the Fleet Foxes for like a summer in 2011.
Sound like they'd be opening for Korn.
Yeah, yeah. Old Renegade. So we are just laughing so hard because we just think her husband, Michael, just heard Old Renegade. Then We're on our way out and I go, Andrew, you have to get clarification on this kid's name. So I like force him to go up to the kid and go, hey, it's my birthday too. What's your name? And what is the kid's name?
I don't even remember. I can't even say it. If I said it now, it'd come off probably worse than Old Renegade. What was the name?
Oh, fuck. It was...
Olegon.
No. Olarian. Hold on.
Did you write it down?
I thought you had it. Well, I'm going to text Robin because I need to know. I don't think any of us will get it right.
Because
I almost thought to write it down because it was so weird.
It's a name I've never heard before.
Hey, Robin, can you ask Michael what Old Renegade's real name was? Question mark. Well, hold on a second. Andrew and I can't remember it, period.
Olegarin.
Olegarian or something like that. It was literally Old Renegade.
Wasn't it way off?
I was literally trying to think of like right before we asked what Old Renegade's real name was, I was trying to think of like what he could have heard. I was thinking like maybe Reagan or like, oh, it's Reaganin.
I don't know. Mold Gatorade.
Oh, yeah. Like, Old Gatorade. Like, yeah, it was a man holding up Old Gatorade. Like, how could any name be close to Old Renegade? But guess what? The only name that was, it was Olarian or something like that. I will get confirmation on the name when Robin texts me back. But that was the story of Andrew's birthday. We have so much to get to today. I will be interrupting with more tidbits about his birthday and really annoying him. God, you got so mad at me before. Like, you couldn't even hide it.
I know. I was really angry.
Dude, why?
Because it's my special day.
Okay. Yeah, I know that. But I was just, all I said was, no, you're not. But he just mouthed, I'm just kidding around, which you wouldn't do if you actually were just kidding around. You like had to mouth it off mic.
Old Gatorade.
I don't mean to upset you on your birthday. I'm really not trying to. I was just saying a little slimy. I was making a joke, like just a little slimy.
No, and then, but you asked me for a story. And then before I even get through two sentences.
I know, but it's funny to pepper just old slime.
No, slimy's fine.
That's all I said.
But then calling out the story and being like, you told it shitty, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
You ruined the whole momentum of a story. And I am a good storyteller.
Okay, you are. And next time I will save the fact that you ruined the ending for the ending.
But I was, I was Quentin Tarantino in.
I didn't realize that, and I don't think you still know what that means. And maybe neither do I. Because his movies are too gruesome and bloody for me to watch. Let's get to the news. You heard it here first. Let's go.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Birthday edition.
Oh, man, this is great. You heard it here first, folks. Everybody out there is having the swells and having all the fun, I hope. I am. It's my 41st, and boy, am I having swells and
come
fun.
Come and see.
This way, I'm going. All right. You ready for this headline, Nick?
Hell yes.
All right. A 23-year-old guy from Florida is the state's youngest jackpot winner, taking home the $235 million Powerball.
Whoa.
He took a one-time fee. You know how you could take a lump sum for only $160 million.
He wanted all of it instead of getting it like...
Yeah, some people, like you could get 235, but you would only get like 5 mil a year or whatever, which is probably the smarter thing to do because a lot of people that take the lump sum end up, you know, broke with 40 Hummers.
Yeah.
Like there's like a percentage of like jackpot winners that have gone broke that it's like insanely high.
Well, if you're playing the lottery, you're bad with money because, you know, they say the lottery is like poor people taxes.
Oh,
you never heard that? Maybe I'm getting that wrong, but like if you play the lottery, it's like statistically a really dumb thing to do with your money.
Oh, yeah.
Just based on odds. If you win, however, oh my God, great. You won the lottery figuratively and literally. But you're someone who, based on playing the lottery itself, are bad with money. So it's kind of like you're giving a bunch of money to people who already passed the are you bad with money test. Oh, you scratch off tickets, you buy.
Yeah, but Thomas Yee would be laughing at you.
Yeah, 23 years old, just won $235 million that he took at a lump sum of 160. Is that correct?
Yeah, and he's going to plan on doing higher education, though, in business or medical field. So he will not be going broke.
That's not true.
I doubt he will. I mean, it seems like he's not.
Well, if you were smart, there's like a whole thing that you follow. If you win the lottery, there's like a... I was reading on Reddit one day of like, you don't tell anyone.
But it's going to be in the news.
You accept it anonymously.
No, you could do it anonymous.
Oh, absolutely. Because that's why people, I mean, it's just so proven that people just get fucked over by friends coming out of nowhere and needing money, family, you know, 23andMe. That's just like your 23rd cousin, 80 times removed. And me, I'm his buddy. We need a down payment on this fucking yacht we just bought. And you're his cousin. So you owe us. Like, you just start, you get really bamboozled. And then you either are a pariah to your family because you won't be generous, or you decide to give and then you can't stop giving and you just hemorrhage.
There's a lottery curse.
I think it's just the curse. Well,
which they die soon once they win.
Yeah, like they probably get sick or something like that.
Well, I think that mo money, mo problems. And like, I do believe that so many illnesses are stress induced and just guilt induced and like just the emotional baggage we carry. So something like winning the lottery and having all those, either having to keep it secret, which is a huge burden, or having everyone know, could end up killing you, probably. That makes sense.
I mean, what would you do? Would you take the lump sum or would you take it over time?
Would I take 160 or take 5 a year?
I don't know the exact number.
Sorry. I would take 160 because that's just so much money. Like, I don't need more than... My ex-boyfriend once told me all you need is $3 million like to be set for your whole life, because you just, if you reach that point, you invest enough of it that it just keeps earning on itself and you never have to work again and you can live like a pretty great life
just
for the rest
of
your
life. Interest, yeah.
Yeah. And
what would you do with $160 million?
I would make sure I would give each of my family members like three. So okay. My sister and brother-in-law,
how far
three.
Would that go, though?
My dad and mom, three.
Three give, each?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just okay. That, like that, unless that number has changed, but my ex-boyfriend used to say three was the one that like would make people set for life. I would give my friends one, like probably 10 of my friends one. I'd pull a George Clooney. And this is all me just like off the dome right now. I don't, who knows if I'd really do this. My financial advisor's probably listening. Let me know if you think this is smart. And then I would donate 10% of it for sure. So 16 mil, that's nothing.
Looking at 26. You're around like 35 million you've given away so far. So you're probably around 115 million still. 125.
I mean, that's
125
so disgusting.
Million.
So. I would.
Oh no, and then 10%. Yeah.
I would save 10. I would put 10 away just for me and my. I would I would get a house in New York, LA, like a nice condo in New York, LA, St. Louis, and like fully furnish it. That would be another like maybe 10, you know, total.
You couldn't even spend it.
Maybe 20 total if I really went buck wild. And then animals, like I'd like start a bird sanctuary or some kind of bird rescue or animal rescue.
Dope.
Yeah. What about you? Bottle service?
Yeah, I'd get a bottle.
Yeah. People don't know this about you, but you went through, I mean, we kind of talked about it on the show, but you went through a lot of money in a short amount of time.
I went through around 200,000, 250,000 in a matter of days, pretty much, just off of stuff that, like, I don't know, a lot of trips, went to Costa Rica, went to Europe, went.
You paid men who were giving you compliments, and where was that?
Oh, that was in Greece. I paid Italian men who said my body was nice, and I just started giving them cash, which it might be even gayer than the story of me helping my friend blow himself. It's close, but
yeah,
they said, oh, you have a great body. And I go, well, here's $30. Keep it up. And that was in Eos.
They should have told you to keep it up.
I met Pacey in Eos.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or I took a girl from Pacey, who's from Dawson's Creek.
That was the best story. A girl was talking to Joshua Jackson at a party that Andrew was at in Greece. And, like, hitting it off with Pacey. Fucking Joshua Jackson.
In,
Pacey.
Like, his peak.
Oh, he's peak tall. Pacey.
He looked a little out of shape at the time. But
it wasn't peak Pacey because I think it was after Dawson's Creek, when before he had got on the marriage.
This was 2001.
Fair.
It might be peak Pacey.
Oh, whoa, that was peak Pacey.
Yeah, peak Pacey.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Really?
And I fucking went in there. So me and my older brother, you remember these pub crawls? Did you ever do a pub crawl?
I've heard of them.
So a pub crawl is essentially you go to like 10 different bars and you do a shot at each bar.
Yeah.
It's just you get as fucked up as possible. So we found out the last bar was going to have a baby pool. So we wore swimmies, just like fucking peacocking like crazy. We wore swimmy snorkel gear.
Yeah.
Like just knowing because we were going to jump in this baby pool. So we see the baby pool and we're like, holy shit, this is our moment. There's Pacey talking to this beautiful girl and shout out. And we go 1, 2, 3 and we jump in the pool. And I jump first and my brother jumps after me and lands on my face on my goggles that I had on for no reason.
Right.
And he cuts my
eye. Not no reason to get laid.
And I come up and blood is gushing from my face.
That's the Cayman way.
The Cayman ways. And so I'm gushing blood and the girl sees what we did, this fucking loud, annoying, drunk piece of shit, blood coming from my face. And she came to save my eye and she got me a wet rag and put it over my eye. And then we started talking from there.
Oh my God.
And Pacey was just looking like, who was this snorkel?
Oh my God,
man?
You were like Dawson. You got Joey in the end. Oh wait, no, I think Joey ended up with Pacey.
Did she?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure this girl probably likes Pacey more than me at this point.
Who knows?
I hooked up with her in and it was like 120 degrees and she had a huge bush. I just remember.
Didn't you just say her full name?
Can we take out her first name?
But I think it's funny to leave in this part of like revealing that he did say her full name before and then went on to say she had a huge bush. Good for her.
Yeah. No, I wasn't saying it negatively, but it was very,
But out at 120 degrees, did it part of it singe off?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I didn't mind the bush. It was just a lot of bush for how hot
For how hot it was, yeah.
I mean, yeah, weather should probably factor in here.
Yeah.
But she was on a trip. We were like living in like little tents. But anyway, next story. At Las Vegas strip clubs, dancers hope to shed pasties as pandemic rules are eased so they can get back to making their regular earnings.
So they're wearing pasties for COVID? What's coming out of nipples?
You know what? I read the story and the pasties actually have nothing to do with it. And I was all excited because I thought the pasties had to do with COVID. But
yeah.
It was like a phrase, like a way of them saying, like, shed the pasties, like, shed the regulations that are going
on. What are the regulations on?
So they got to dance 6 feet away.
Okay.
There's no lap dancing.
There's no lap dances. It's at 50% patrons can be in there. Essentially, they're like, it's like a bikini bar now. It's like pathetic.
And they want to do the lap dances again. They want to like.
Oh, they've lost so much money. Mm. Like the amount of strippers have gone from like 200 to 70 there. They're all like destitute because they can't make a living.
Fuck. Oh.
But can you imagine a lap dance from 6 feet? I mean, your dick would have to be so long.
I mean, I don't understand lap dances to begin with because I'm just like. I was talking to someone about it recently. I'm like, so you just like go home hard?
No, you come in your pants like I do.
I don't think that's a normal thing, Andrew.
Oh.
But isn't that, I mean, that's not normal to come in your pants from a lap dance.
I'm sure it's
maybe 10% of the time it happens. But let's say the 90% of the time a guy's just going. Do guys just leave strip clubs so hard and like so horny and kind of like angry? Are there lots of like parking lot brawls because of the horny rage that's coming out of strip clubs?
Probably a lot of car accidents, a lot of road rage with their cock hitting the steering wheel.
But I'm serious.
Like, yeah. No, I mean, I used to frequent strip clubs a lot. I almost became a bouncer at a strip club, actually. But I don't know. You're like happy. You saw tits and vagina. You're not
like,
you
go home and jerk off.
My dick is hard. Oh, no.
But are you like, would fuck anything when you walk out of there?
Well, this is the thing. In Florida a lot and in Atlanta, girls, it's a place to hang out. Like if you're a single lady, go to a strip club.
Right.
Smart.
I mean, horned up guys that really can't take it out literally.
Yeah.
Or like they can't. Yeah, that's good. Like. But and I love going to. I love horny men. I think it's so funny
because we look dumb, right?
You guys just look so stupid, and you're just like so like you're drooling, and you're just like you're so dumb. You all look like you're like on laughing gas. Like you're all like drunk, but not in an obnoxious way where you're loud. You're kind of like quiet and like nervous, but like dumb. And it's so hot. I love horny men. I think it's one of the most attractive things when a man just gets kind of bludgeoned by, like, intoxicated
Have you ever given a lap dance to a guy, like, or, like, a striptease in bed? Because I think it's a really hot turn-on if a girl, like, strips away from me in bed, but it never really has. It's hard to bring up. Like, have you ever done that?
No, but I would do that, totally. I would do, like, a sexy dance. Like, I guess it's never just occurred to me. But yeah, I'd probably
do it. Or strip slowly, like away from the guy, so then it makes him want you. Because sometimes when tits are so close to you, it's like you don't really see how beautiful they are.
Like mine looks like an old, like
like
a biplane. I don't know. I was just thinking of like when you blur your eyes, there's one that had an old like
or yeah, right I think plane. Try that next time. Strip like 5 feet away from the guy and see. I bet you it'll turn him on so much.
Okay. I look forward to trying that out, but I do feel very awkward with like being sexual and like moving slowly and sensually. I mean, actually, I don't feel that way when I'm like in a like when I'm feeling sexy. Like lately, I've been feeling like very comfortable with my like nudity and like sexuality because I like had been hooking up recently. So it like makes you so much more comfortable than when you're not. Like I was talking to a friend of mine who's an older woman. She's like in her, I think, in her late 40s, like not older than me woman, looks great. But she was like, oh, now that I'm like having a fling with a guy, like I don't care what my body looks like in public. Like I can wear whatever I want. I can like, I can dance now. And it's not because I'm like, wow, I'm so sexy. It's just like being naked with someone and being like comfortable in front of someone and being like comfortable with your body because you're just like being like, you just feel comfortable. Like yesterday I wore a thong bikini at this pool party. Noah. A thong. Like, first of all, I only have one of these because the wardrobe lady, Julie, gave me extra swimsuits that the other girls on the show that are tinier than me and have like better butts and they're much younger than me didn't wear. And yesterday there's a thong bikini and I was just like, my ass is my number one.
Yeah.
Like insecurity. Because it's just like flat and doesn't have like a like really defined cheek. But then I was like, am I going to walk around the pool and someone's going to see my ass and like make fun of it? Or is that going to ruin someone's day? Or am I going to make the world a worse place? It's like, no, who the fuck
Not at
cares?
All. If you're confident in it. I mean, I think like living on an island, it's not yes. weird to be in a bikini. Like we're in bikinis. Like if you're in New York and you're showing a bikini photo, it's like, we like look at her in a bikini. It's like, no, this is the way we live down. We're island yeah. people now.
You're you know, it's like that in the summer. Like in the spring, you start getting used to summer and you like wear a tank top and you're like, I'm back.
Yeah.
And then by August, you're like, I can wear like a sundress to church and like not feel like a whore because you just get used to like skin. Yeah. So when you're in a tropical climate, like it doesn't feel like you're being naughty. It's just like, this is what comfortable is. And if you're hooking up, like it just makes you more sexual and like makes you more, at least it makes me more comfortable with my body.
I think it's awesome how comfortable you've been with your, in like, I think also with the show, like the outfits that they have you in and stuff, like, I don't know. It's just awesome to see how confident you are within yourself. I feel like.
Yeah, I look great like to a see. 36, about to be 37 year old woman who is in stuff. Like, I'm not trying to be younger than I am, even though that swimsuit was made for a much younger girl. Like, I just feel like I just look like what I look like. And like, if it isn't as good as another girl's body, like, I don't, it just doesn't matter. I just want to like look fun and cute and like feel good myself. And I know that's all cliche, but I'm really starting to understand it.
That's
and
awesome.
It'll go back to normal once we go back to St. Louis. Okay, do we have time for why do you care? Yeah, we do.
Why do I care?
Okay, why do I care?
All right.
Is it today?
Yeah, I think you're going to care about this one before I even read the whole headline. Taylor Swift breaks record held by the Beatles for 54 years.
Dude.
Taylor has topped the Fab Four by making chart history with the re-release of Fearless. She has three number one albums, Fearless, Folklore, and Evermore.
In the, 1 year?
Yeah.
Or like in the same, in the...
In 259 days.
Wow.
The Beatles hit number one with three albums in a row, but it took them 364 days.
Wow. Wow, just under a year for them. I mean, this doesn't surprise me. She is prolific. The fact that she redid Fearless, which was her second album, I think second, maybe third. I don't really know Taylor pre-read, like the history of Taylor so much. Sorry to all Swifties out there. But yeah, I'm actually getting to experience this album for the first time as a Taylor Swift fan because I didn't really dig into it that far before because it was just pre when I fell in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, she re-recorded all these songs and they're just like, they're all written by her when she was 17. I mean, I just recently started like writing like poems and lyrics and stuff, like literally just recently, like putting myself out there in that way of like being kind of saccharine and like overly sentimental. And it's just very awkward for me. Can you imagine things you did when you were 17?
I think
still standing the test of time and then re-recording those and being proud of them. It's incredible how good she was.
It is wild. There is something about being 17 though and not second guessing every single decision that you make. Like, I feel like sometimes the older I get, the more
cynical.
The more cynical I get. So like, to be sentimental was probably easier when I was 16. I mean, I was writing She Hits the Bottle, my poetry back then. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was writing poems back then and being probably more
free with your feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than I am now.
Yeah, I just...
But yeah, no, it's beautiful that she was able to re-release it. She also... it was big fuck you to...
And she got all the same musicians, and she took every line by line so that it sounds as close to the original as possible, which I really respect as like someone who does stan a lot of those originals. Like 15, You Belong With Me, The Best Day. Those are my favorite songs off that album. And they sound exactly the same, but there's just a maturity to her voice that... I relate to more than like the 17-year-old version. It's just amazing, and that's
seems
why
like you care. Yeah,
yeah, I care a lot. Anything Taylor Swift. I realize now. I just had a dream last night about Taylor Swift again. Where
it could have been Taylor Swift eats a hot dog.
We were in a relationship. Oh my god! If she ate a hot dog, I'd be disappointed in her. To be honest with you, I feel like
a vegan dog.
Yeah, there we go. That's better. All right, let's get into our segment, listener mail. This is where we hear from you, the listener, whether you write into the show. The Nikki Glaser podcast at Gmail, or you can write us a DM on Nikki Glaser Pod, which is just, we're picking up so many new followers on there. Thank you so much. It is a private account, so you have to request access, and we put out exclusive content on there, made just for you guys with you guys in mind.
And we started TikTok.
And we started a TikTok. Andrew did it for us yesterday. Our first video, or 2 days ago, our first video is up.
Yeah.
It's us dancing to WAP. It's not the WAP dance of TikTok. But if you have any ideas for us to do fun TikTok things that won't require us like learning a dance over 7 hours, send them our way. Any like kind of fun TikTok quizzes or games, or I don't even know. But I'm a little too busy to be on TikTok, and it sucks my life away. But happy to contribute to sucking yours away. I can't have it on my phone.
It's the only thing I have.
Okay, listener mail. Dear Nikki, my love for you definitely leveled up when you said you love birds. When you said your favorite gift you ever got was your parrot named Kiwi, I got so excited because I also have a parrot named Kiwi. I feel like a lot of people have a misconception that birds aren't quote unquote good pets or that they're not affectionate. So thanks for getting the word out about how amazing they are. I do have to call out Andrew about his comment that birds can't cuddle. I attached some photos of Kiwi cuddling me as proof. To be fair, she has no arms, so her version of cuddling me is squishing her tiny nugget body into my neck as hard as she can. What a sweetie. This is an adorable picture of Julia from Seattle cuddling with Kiwi. She said, keep up the amazing work. The three of you bring so much joy to my work weeks. Aw, this email has already run too long for me to go into more detail, but there are so many tangents you guys have gone on that have had me absolutely cracking up. Julia, thank you. Wishing you all the swells. Julia from Seattle. Thank you so much, Julia. Kiwi is so cute. I just want to stress that birds are great pets. Please try to rescue a bird because we don't want to contribute to people breeding birds that, you know, are stolen from their nests and brought to America and smuggled. So make sure you always get a bird that is either like off Craigslist, someone like can't take care of it anymore, or you go to a bird rescue, but do not buy a bird from a breeder or from PetSmart or anything like that. Julia, thank you so much. I love you and I love Kiwi. And doesn't that look sweet, Andrew? What do you think about that?
It does. I mean, my thing was a bird couldn't lay on its side, so you couldn't spoon a bird, which that was my big thing. But I look at this photo.
If anyone out there
and
has
I see
a pet eagle, a gigantic buzzard, a 7-foot. Yeah. Wingspan that is laying on its side and spooning their owner, please send it in.
I mean, look, there may be an ostrich, I think, could possibly lay on its side. I'm just saying, show me one bird on its side.
That birds do lay on their sides, but I don't think it's like comfortable for them. And I think the spooning part is the one that I have a more of a problem with. Do you want to read the next question?
Next question. This is from Stuart. The woman asking for help that dropped her large bra size was kind of agreed. The size was ancillary to the problem.
Ancillary. Okay, wait, I don't remember this one. Noah, can you refresh my memory about the woman who dropped
the bra? She has D tits.
Oh yeah.
There, of course, like, Andrew remembers.
Yeah.
And she couldn't, she was wondering why her boyfriend doesn't suck on them, and she asked for advice.
Oh yeah, of course. Yes, I'm picking up my skin, and Andrew just stopped me. And Andrew's biting his nails. Pick. Oh my God. I always pick this thing open. It's like a weird thing that I have on my knee. And if it's bloody, you know that I'm going through stress. And I've picked it open.
Why are you stressed?
What do you mean?
Oh.
But I'm just go, you know, the show ending, things ending.
Stuff. All that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Just stressful.
Look at where we are.
I know. The best place ever. Yeah. I really feel happy right now. I'm actually not sad or stressed right now at all.
But you're bleeding a lot.
Even though
Yeah,
because it just feels so good to pick it off, and now I feel better. No, I'm not bleeding yet.
She's not bleeding.
Okay. Yes, you're right. Like, the thing is, like, I think it was pertinent to the email to mention she had D breasts because we might have been like, well, maybe he doesn't like the size of your boobs, or maybe like he doesn't think you want to draw attention to them because they're smaller. So to say that they're D's was to like provide information that would help us come to a maybe possible reason why the guy didn't like him. So I will say, Stuart, you are incorrect. It is not K.
It's cool.
But great question. And yeah, it very well could have been K.
It was close to K. If they were E's, maybe.
All right, next. I think guys just hear D's and are like, D's, but D's nowadays aren't even that big.
Double D's, though, boy, I don't know what it is. It really gets you going.
Triple D's doesn't even do it. I think it's the alliteration of double D's. Guys just like start foaming at the mouth.
Oh.
Ew. Isn't it weird that you guys are like babies? Whenever a guy has like sucked my tits, I always like, I'm like, this is so edible.
How
I can't
long
even
should a guy suck
it.
Tits for?
The
like,
whole
does
time?
It get to a point where it does feel like a baby, or is there like a certain amount of time that
as long
okay,
as you
you're
want.
Just getting down to the pussy? Like,
sometimes I feel like I just miss their face. Like, I really like kissing during like other stuff. So like, I just want their face back up in my face.
But do you enjoy a guy sucking on your
yes,
neck?
Yes, it feels okay. good. But it's different right. for every woman. Some women love it. Like, I have a friend who like would like it for hours. And
hours?
Like, it's what she likes more than anything.
She just wanted to be a mother, I think.
I mean, that's what
Noah,
I
Noah, do you like when your nipples are sucked on? Or
oh, God. I love it. You do?
For how long?
I don't, you know, I've never been with a guy who like sucks them for an extended amount of time, but I wouldn't mind,
you wouldn't mind it.
And I tried to really disconnect the whole baby thing from it.
Yeah, but dude, does it sometimes pop up where you're like, he does look like a baby and this might be a
no,
mother thing for him?
It never comes up, Nikki.
Well, girls, everyone listening now, think about it next time your guy's down there and just like cradle his head and start singing him Rockabye Baby.
Cuddle him like an eagle. Wait. What about nibbling on the nipple?
That's fine.
No.
Okay. No.
Like soft. No.
Yeah.
No biting them off.
I don't mind it. Like, sometimes it does hurt and you're like, ah, but like, I don't know.
What about when we try to put the whole tit in our mouth? Is that too much?
Is that like us trying to fit your whole ball sack in our mouth? Like, some people like it.
I don't know.
Do you relate
to that? As a guy, I always feel weird, like, being... sucking the tits for an extent because I just feel like she's like, just get to my pussy already. Like, what do you?
No, I mean, why don't you just finger her while you do it?
No, yeah, that's true.
I just would rather your face. Like, Noah, do you relate to wanting them to be kissing you while you're like,
yeah,
on your
it's
way to
funny
an orgasm?
That it's funny that Andrew's like, oh, they just want us to get down to their pussy, but I don't think so. Like, that's
no, I don't think so either.
Like, I want
keep your
all
hands
the
down there, keep your face up here. I need to kiss while yes. I'm like about to do the thing.
I love kissing.
About to have the thing. Like, as soon as I'm a like, it's approaching, like, okay, this is finishing up for me. You need to come back up and like kiss my face because I kind of like to like that. That's just, but that's not every woman, I don't think. Some girls can just, if I can't ever, I need like help with it and like permission. So I need the person right there being like, you can do it now. Or like, you must, you know, and I not like down there. I feel like too removed. I'm like, come back up and hang out with me.
I get that. That
okay.
makes sense.
Final letter. Okay, besties. This is from Justin. Hey, y'all. Thank you both and everyone who works on the show for this podcast. I've been a fan of Nikki's for a few years and randomly found the show after watching her on Conan. I live in Texas right now, COVID, but I'm normally in New York, so my social life has been non-existent. I work from home and have never met my coworkers because I started this job during the pandemic. I listen to the show while at work, and it's been fun. I feel like we are all working together and exchanging some kind of fun banter you'd normally share during the day. Also, I grew up in Dallas and was a huge Kid Craddock RIP fan, and this reminds me of that same vibe. I feel like I was on the Kid Craddock show at some point when I was in Dallas. Thanks for being my friends. LMAO, I realize how sad that sounds during this time. Can't wait for when y'all start the video. Dude, we totally feel it.
I don't know, like, who's Kid Craddock. Was he a radio guy?
Yeah, he's gone now, but I want to Google him. Noah said she Googled him to me before we started the show and said that he was, like, he's well-loved.
We do get that message a lot, though, where it's like, oh, I just feel like I'm hanging out with our with my best friends, or just hanging out with friends, like, having a conversation. And I don't know. That seems awesome. Like, that's all I would want from a show.
That's
like
what I wanted to create, because I felt that way with the shows that I used to love. Like, the podcast that would make me the happiest that I base this on is Never Not Funny, Walking the Room, which is a podcast that isn't around anymore. You know, different, like the Adam Carolla show that I used to listen to on my drives to work in like 2006 when I was living in Los Angeles. Howard Stern, obviously. Like, just... Yeah, like you could sit down and join us, and if we ran into you in public, Justin, you could sit down and like fit right in. We wouldn't need to it wouldn't be awkward. And I feel that way for everyone who listens regularly. So I'm glad you're feeling that vibe too, because I feel it so much. Like, that message doesn't surprise me or make me cringe at all. Like you said, oh my God, I realize how sad that sounds. To me, that doesn't sound sad at all. And that is how I feel about our fans. I feel like they're my friends too.
I think the fact that
that's hot.
We go away from or we try to as hard as we can, makes us relatable, and like people want to hang out with you.
I want to promise the fans, I will never lie to you. I honestly, like, if I don't want to tell you something, I just won't tell it to you, but I'm never going to like fake something or lie to you, or because I don't lie in general, or I try not to, but you can just trust us like friends. And if I don't want you guys to know some information, I'll tell you that I don't want you to know it. You know what I mean? I won't lie to you about it. Final thought, Andrew, how do you feel about your birthday today? In the Caymans, in Cayman Island, do you want to extend our stay here possibly 2 more weeks? How does that sit with you?
Oh, wow.
A lot of different thoughts.
I didn't even think of that. I mean,
I mentioned it last night at dinner, I think.
So, part of me wants to get home, get back, just cause I don't, there's no real you know, when
you don't want to get your D-dub.
Oh, I definitely want to hook up with the girl that I was talking to when I was there. I mean, I definitely miss holding her and being by her side and cuddling her like an eagle and just being there for her
like a pet eagle.
I know that would be probably the main reason why I'd want to get back to St. Louis.
Right,
there's no other real reason, honestly.
Okay, so I'm glad I followed up on that.
Yeah. I mean,
you're like, I kind of want to get back. I mean, no real reason. I'm like, you mean only one reason?
Well, I'm saying like other than
you miss toasted raviolis and the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah. I miss a Cardinal game, you know?
You know, the things that we haven't even been to yet.
I just think like getting back to somewhat of normalcy. I think like living here, we're kind of avoiding reality. However, this is our reality, so that's not a way to look at it either.
And the reality that we're avoiding is not the reality either. It's COVID. And it's like, why not wait? Because that it won't be around forever, hopefully.
Where would we stay?
I am looking into just like maybe staying, I don't know, here at this hotel.
I mean,
I'm in heaven.
I guess, yeah. I mean, it is fucking great.
I just don't want to go back to masks.
God, I wish I could invite her down here. But yeah.
You can't.
I mean, literally the only, because like, you know, we were gone for quite a while, and when you extend, be like, oh, I'm going to be there, and you kind of count it down. There's nothing worse than a countdown to see someone, and then you go, by the way, just 2 more weeks. Yeah. This countdown, it actually is getting started again. I know, and you,
like, sex is obviously a very, like, appealing thing. I would probably, if I had sex with someone I loved, or if I had sex with someone I cared about waiting for me back in St. Louis, I would be back there. I wouldn't have even finished the show that I was working on.
Well, now you're making me seem like a real piece of shit.
No. I mean, like, it's such a drive.
I mean, should I fly back on Wednesday and you stay here?
I mean, that's a very big possibility. I mean, you could do that. We could continue the show remotely. But I
Yeah, but no, I would probably stay. I wish I could have my...
It's just like we are in paradise with no reason to go back except to... So that you can have sex with...
Just one time, girl pathetically.
...the quote-unquote talking to. I love that it's gone from... girlfriend to talking to. Happy birthday.
First of all, I don't want to share this with the listeners. However, it wasn't, it's not, we just haven't had the discussion yet.
Yes. No. It makes sense.
So it's more on her
it.
Side than my side. I could call her more than that, but I don't know if she even wants that without me officially doing
it. Yes, I'm just kidding. But I do love when guys are like, I'm talking to someone. Like, I never want to be a girl that a guy is talking to unless we're legit just talking, like texting and like waiting to meet up.
But yeah, but on...
If I'm having sex with someone, you're not allowed to say you're talking to me. And in fact, I will stop talking to you if you say you're talking to me.
It's interesting because I think she wants to feel like she's talking to me still.
Yeah, she might be a little bit more apprehensive than you are, which is not the normal girl thing, but I really respect it actually.
Oh, the best is when we hook up and she leaves at 1 a.m. because she says my bed is uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the best.
It's
I love
the number
it.
One way to get a guy to like you is to act like a guy.
Yeah, have sex and get the hell out of
Dodge. And then just
leave
because they're just like, wait, what? I usually do this to you. And they're like, no, your bed is worthless and I'd rather be alone right now. I don't want to cuddle. I mean, what a good move.
Oh, such a strong move. And God, you sleep better.
She's not, in her mind, she's whispering to you, it sounds like.
She's awesome.
Well, happy birthday, Andrew. We're going to have a good day today. We're going to have a great week. Birthday week. Just kidding. I'm only giving you the day. You're
an hour at best. I think you're leaving lunch at 1 or something.
No, so. I got I canceled my plan so I could stay.
You made it earlier?
No. Yeah, so I could leave earlier. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And thank you for dinner last night. And thank you for being a good friend. And
let's go get some sunglasses down at the gift shop. Unless they're really overpriced.
Or we go get an iPhone 12 or something.
I would never buy you a fucking iPhone 12. Are you kidding me? See, that I resent that you think I would ever buy you a $1,000 phone.
Well, that's a man could dream.
Yeah, keep dreaming. Go back to bed. How'd you sleep? Talk to you guys tomorrow. See you on the podcast. Send Andrew a happy birthday.
Can we do a jackpot for my birthday?
And, yeah, here's a birthday jackpot. And,
hey!
Yeah! This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.